Mark and Denise. I'm sure we are all very happy to have you back, but possibly nobody is as happy as me. It's good to have you with us. Would you like to, I know you've just sat down, would you like to come forward and tell us a little bit about what you've been doing? Because I think everybody here is aware that you've been on sabbatical for nearly 4 months.
Yeah. And it's gone very quickly. I don't know about for you, but it's sort of...
You're not getting any more.
Well, it was worth a try. To be honest, we've not done a lot. And at the beginning of my sabbatical, I found that quite difficult because I was still in, what must I do this week? And I need to do that. And I'd got my list and I needed to tick things off. And gradually, as the days have gone on, I've realised that actually... I don't need to be doing lists and ticking things off. And so I've done a lot of reading. I've made a start on the loft. I've painted some chairs. So I've done a whole mix of things, which I'll probably tell you in more detail next week. But I think the one thing that I've really brought out of my sabbatical, and we've been to different churches, is just how important being part of a community is. We've been to some churches where that's been really evident and we've been welcomed in and realised how important that welcome is. And then we've been to other churches where that's not been in evidence and they've been to bigger churches, and the conclusion that we came to is this is where we want to be. You're our family, you're the people that we want to build kingdom with, and while it's been nice to visit other people, it makes you appreciate what you've got here. So we are really pleased to be back and ready to sort of pick up the reins again and move forward with you all, our family.
Great. How's it been for you, Mark? Because you've still had to go to work, haven't you, even though you've been free of church? Okay, so
I have been at work. So for those of you who wondered how I did it, I've been at work most of the time. But I did have the weekends and the evenings free. To do other things, which was, again, it is kind of hard when you're into that, then you get out of it and then you're into it, and it's strange. I have to say, one of the things that I miss most was not necessarily meetings. No. But was people. And I suppose it's always been for me, it's been relationship. So it has been friendship, being with people, being with friends. And that's what I've missed most. I've missed my friends. And although the 3 months has been lovely, I've missed my friends. So that has been a thing that I've missed most. Now, I did have to adjust my expectations, because I had quite high expectations of how much was going to get done over this 3 months, how the loft was going to be instantly cleared, how things were going to be so tidy in our house that it was unbelievable. So I've adjusted that. And I've come to terms with it in myself that maybe that was not long enough. So no, there's no one here. Tim, it wasn't long enough, by the way. It should have been far longer.
I'm not giving you any more.
I think if we'd had a year, it probably wouldn't have got done. But hey-ho, never mind. But as Denise said, some of the things that we've learned going around other churches, I mean, we've appreciated. We've tried to look at the positive things, because it is so easy to go to another church and go, oh, didn't like that. Oh, didn't do that very well. But to look at what they do and what they do well, and to appreciate what they do well. And a couple of Sundays back, we went to... we're part of an African group, and it was great. And we were welcomed in. We were shown straight to the front. We were the honoured guests. We were the only white people there, but we were the honoured guests. But they were lovely, And I've come to the conclusion that actually worship doesn't have to be professional. It's good if it is, but sometimes it's just the heart. And you just recognise the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit, even if it's completely out of tune, completely out of sync, you can just sense the Holy Spirit moving. And you just, any Christian anywhere can go any place and he can recognize the Holy Spirit. And you just go, yep, that's it. This is God at work. And you go, I'll go with this. I sort of take away the, you know, the fact that it was slightly bizarre sometimes. And, you know, the keyboard in a black church has my admiration, because the singer at the front often starts off in a different key that it should begin, and he's working out exactly what it is. So, to be honest, you'd be grateful that you're not in a black church, because I was thinking, then he gets it and he's there and he's off and he's away. But it was the most difficult thing. But we're glad to be back. And as I say, what I miss most was you.
And can I just say, the reason that we are sitting at the back is not because we've been antisocial, but we were expecting a couple to come, and I think they may be late, so we're just sitting there for waiting for them.
Well, while they're not here, what I want to do to celebrate Mark and Denise's return is to actually anoint them with oil for a new season of ministry and to pray for them. This is something that I don't think we do that often in this church, but it's got history stretching back thousands of years. To do this as just a sign of the work of the Holy Spirit in people's lives. This isn't magic stuff. It's just olive oil with a nice little bit of frankincense in it to make it smell nice. And what we'll do is just we take a small amount as a token of what God is doing in their lives. I once asked an African pastor, Pastor Alfred Williams, to pray for me. His understanding of anointing somebody with oil was slightly different to mine. He poured himself a handful and slapped it on my forehead. And I'm standing there like this with people with their arms on my shoulders, and there's no way I can actually get to it. And it's dribbling down into my eyes and down, and very scriptural, dribbling down into the beard, Psalm 133. And then he says, we pray that rivers of living water will flow from this man's belly. And he slaps his hand on my tummy as he does it. And there's this big oily palm print on my tummy for the rest of the day. And I'm not going to do that. And this is just a sign. So join me in prayer as I do this, as we pray for them and we commission them for another season of ministry here in this place. So Mark and Denise, I anoint you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Receive the grace of God. Receive the love of the Father, the forgiveness of Jesus, and the healing of the Holy Spirit to continue with his anointing and in his strength for the next season of ministry in this place. May his grace be upon you. May no weapon that is formed against you be able to stand in opposition to you. May you know his victory in every trial that comes your way. And may you see the fruit of your labors in this place as he blesses you as you bless others. Amen. Thank you. And I've even prepared beforehand, just in case it runs off. Thank you very much. Now, while I've got the oil out, I thought it would be a good idea for us to do something again that I'm not sure we've done for a very long time here. In the same way as I've prayed for Mark and Denise and talked about their protection in times of trouble and the challenges that come our way, I would like us to pray for this building. Not so much that the bricks and mortar will keep standing and the roof wouldn't leak, but what goes in and out and what we do here. As you're aware, we rent this building out to other user groups over whom we have little control over what's going on. We don't know what they're bringing in and out with them in terms of spiritual dynamics. So in terms of the Holy Spirit, we want to keep our defenses up, be aware of the influences that are going on in this place, and make sure this place is filled with love and the presence of God by his Holy Spirit. And that's a whole church activity. It's not just a one person activity. So I'm going to invite you all to be involved in this. And again, it's not magic. It's not voodoo. It's merely a symbol of our alertness in the spiritual warfare that is going on around us. So what I would like is for us to break into four groups and go to different parts of the building and pray in those parts of the building for the activities that go on there, the people that work there, the people we allow in there, and just ask God to come into that place by his Holy Spirit and make his presence felt, not only to those of us who know it, but to everybody who comes in. Because you'll know many of the people that will come in here will not know it. We have a quiet community choir meets in here on a Wednesday evening. Not all of them are Christians. We have things going on in here. We have stretch on a Tuesday morning. We have the Ark on a Monday. Over the winter, we're going to have the night shelter again. And so it's really important for us as a church to make sure that people are aware of the presence of God in this place. And even though they don't recognize it, what I found in my own church, where we are very much aware of the sense that Jesus is incarnated again in the building through his body, the people of God. And people come in and go, oh, there's a lovely sense of peace here. And we go, yeah, we pray in here regularly, we know. But you haven't recognized that that's because God's here. So I've got four little tubs, which will go with a tissue. Mary, would you take one, please? And I'd like a small group to gather with Mary. And would you stay in here and pray for this building, this room, what goes on in here. And the door out there, the door's symbolic. You can just put little dots of oil on the door frame. Thank you. Just to say, we're in control of who comes out in here in the spirit. Kirk, would you take one, please? And would you go with some of the people who can manage the stairs up to the upper room and pray for what goes on in there? And again, do the door, what's coming in and out, and whatever you feel led in the spirit. Anne, would you like to take one? Would you go into the back room and pray for the hospitality and the kitchen and all that stuff that goes on in there? And again, just think about the doors, and, you know, the doors are symbolic of what we let in and out. And Simon, yeah, you can help Toby as well. Go on, this is an all-age activity. You can smear oil on things. Would you go to the front in the foyer, pray for the people who work in the offices, the welcome that people receive as they come in through the foyer, and again, the big symbolism of the main door. What are we letting in the spirit into our building? You're all clear on that? Right. Everybody, go with one of those four people and pray. Just for 10 minutes. And then order will be received.